Australians heading to Bangkok for holidays might be advised to pack their gumboots or even their waders. Thais are fighting a losing battle against huge floodwaters encircling Bangkok. A big industrial area in the north of the city is the latest victim after flood protection barriers failed overnight. Authorities insist central Bangkok should escape major flooding, but areas to the north and east are being inundated. Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Daniel.
At the Navanakorn Industrial Estate, volunteers and soldiers frantically work together to save factories and jobs. Four major industrial parks, many including high-tech manufacturers, are already underwater, affecting about 350,000 workers. Workers filling sandbags here have good reasons to be motivated. Yes, there's some impact if these factories close. They won't need our supplies, Apichat Konkar says. Our factory will then have to stop production as well. It'll affect our income if our factory closes, as we'll have no work. Observing the huge barrier-building effort, Japanese factory owner Gilbert Takoku was optimistic after a government declaration that the area should be safe.
Navanakorn have time to prepare, right? The others have no time to prepare. So we're safe here. I think so.
Dave Griffiths from the Sun Cabinet Factory was not so positive, watching the water rise.
The water's increasing. I check again this morning. It continues to increase. And I think it will increase for a few days more because the water's still coming down from upcountry.
How confident are you? Do you think you've done enough?
50-50.
What's your feeling about the general economic impact of these floods? We've seen some major industrial parks already going under. It's going to have a big effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll have a huge impact on the economy because when the water goes down, there's a lot of work to do to put everything right. A lot of money to be spent to rebuild factories, communities. It's a huge, huge issue, for
sure.
How
many staff do you have?
On the Navanakorn site, we have around 300 people. We have another factory at Bangsai. We lost that factory last week. We have another factory at Bampa Inn. We're fighting the water there. We're hopeful we can win. But it's a big effort.
And later, a leak emerged, and then another. Eventually, water poured in, and the area has now been evacuated.
There has to be an evacuation now.
The government's repeatedly said that central Bangkok should escape major flooding. The city coped with high tides, massive runoff, and heavy rain on the weekend. More predicted high tides will still test the government's strategy to divert water around the city's outskirts, which are already now heavily flooded. It's unknown how long the water will take to subside, and further heavy rain is forecast. In Bangkok, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.